Well, this is the Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Dan Zwicker is on the phone line with us from CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Todd.
And what have you been hearing about harvest across the Midwest for corn and beans?
Well, it's moving slow. Guys seem to be, I guess, wanting to wait for it to kind of dry down a little bit more, but it is, you know, chugging along. We keep hearing, you know, yield reports, which are mostly way above expectations, and, you know, that's kind of weighing on the market, at least here in the short run here.
I made a run to Elkhart to meet Dad at the tavern last night for supper, and it looked to me like the only folks that were moving were probably the no-tillers and maybe the big, big guys. I didn't see that many combines rolling. I was a little surprised that it was not moving with rainfall coming in, but guess you're right. They're waiting, and when the incentives go away, that is the drying and the quick shifts, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I don't, you know, to my understanding, a lot of this stock is pretty weak. So, you know, if we get into a windy fall, rainy storm, I'm not too sure how much of it will be standing. So it would make me a little nervous, I think, waiting around to harvest corn. Mm-hmm. But everybody has their own way of doing things.
Yeah, well, I looked last night, actually, because I went out to the field and took some stocks out for my mailbox, of course, because I could. and you know what? They're small. those stocks were really small. I was surprised. They didn't fall over immediately, but it wouldn't take too much of a wind. In fact, we talk a little bit later in the program with Mike Tenor about that. I recorded him earlier this morning. So he thinks that the winds, if they come with this last storm, this current storm set that's coming through now, will be in the western United States. And they may be in more hurt than we are here in our part of the world, I would guess.
Well, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like the corn stock used all of its energy and every ounce of moisture it had in it and fed it up into the ear, because we are getting some excellent yields anyway from what I've heard anyway. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we're maybe in one of these stages where everybody's trying to beat one another on yields and picking out the high ones on the yield monitor, but there's no doubt about it. There's awfully good yields out there.
Well, the only time you want the low one is when you're golfing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I got another question for you. Since we're in the harvest price setting month of October, what do you think the average December corn price for the month might be? Got a guess?
Well, I guess I'd go off. I'd say we're probably going to be in this 440 range to 450. There is a period. I mean, corn does have a tendency to kind of strengthen out of an early October low, maybe rally into November, then it falls back again into early December. But I think since we're running so far behind harvest, and since the yields are coming in better than expected, I guess what kind of seasonal bounce that we could generate maybe out of an early October low, I think it's going to be fairly limited. So I don't, unless we got ourselves into a real weather mess where it would start delaying harvest and really slow down harvest, my guess is that we're going to be in this 440, maybe even down to the 4.25 area.
All right. Well, those are two numbers that Gary Schnitke put on the website at Farm Doc Daily this afternoon.
So we're on the same page?
This is on insurance coverage levels.
Oh, so insurance coverage. Yeah, so is that where the payment starts?
Yeah,
somewhere in there?
Here are the payouts. All right. So at 75% coverage level and 180 bushel the acre, nothing at 425, 440, or 460.
Right.
80% coverage level at 425, $49, $22 at 440, and nothing at 460. This is 100 bushels, 180 bushel the acre. And then at 85, you're at $99 payout at 425, 72 at 440, and 36 at 460. So those are some numbers. You can find those, of course, on the Farm Doc Daily website. Gary Schnitke just posted that this morning, and I thought it was fairly interesting, and producers listening might be interested in knowing what those numbers look like. They'll help out if you're at 440 and 425, that's for sure.
I haven't heard anything under 200, so.
Oh, wait, let's see. Let me look. 0000000. Oh, you know what? At 85%, there's a $14 payout for
$14 payout.
Yeah, for at $4.25.
Now, the guys tell me the grip policy is likely to pay out, but it's an expensive. I think the people that buy grip may get their money back. That's about what it amounts to, I think.
Yeah, well, let's take up the markets as they stand for the day. Anything really changing other than folks are looking out and seeing, you know, 185, 190, 200, 220 corn and 60 bushel beans?
No, I mean, that's the balance sheet just appears like it's going to get horrible. I mean, USDA did find 163 million more bushels of corn for beginning stocks on Monday's report. So that's, you know, that's worth almost a bushel and a half yield or, you know, a million acres of corn. So that kind of is going to add up. And then, you know, if this yield, like FC Stone came in there with 150-80-ish, I wouldn't be surprised if Informa Economics comes out with 160 tomorrow. But they will, I think, attempt to make some kind of adjustment on acreage. So they may not end up with a bigger crop than FC Stone. FC Stone left acreages the same. They didn't make any attempt to adjust for that. But the Informa Economics number tomorrow is going to adjust acres downward. So it'll be interesting to see what, but my guess is they'll be plenty high. They have a tendency to be on the high side. So I think there'll be some pretty, you know, there'll be a bearish report. Now, there's a lot of talk with the partial shutdown that we might even end up canceling the October report and just wait on the November report to come out, depending upon how things play out. That will throw a curveball in a lot of people's positioning. And my guess is if they're positioned for a bearish report and if USDA would end up canceling that report, I think you'd probably see some people moving to the sidelines. It might even stir up a short covering rally.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see whether that gets lifted or not. I suppose Washington, D.C. is shut down at the moment, and they're supposed to be doing the survey work at this time. So it might be pretty tight if they actually, even if they were to go to back to work now, it would get pretty tight pretty fast.
Well, I don't, from what I can understand and watching TV, I don't think there's much hope anybody's going to go back to work anytime soon.
Well, then we won't have reports, will we?
No, I get, well, see, I've always been in the opinion that we needed to do away with USDA reports anyway, so maybe I might get my wish here for October.
Well, that's a good one. Okay, how about soybeans? What's the export market look like from your end?
Well, soybean meal interest started picking up. That's what prompted soybeans up a little bit here the last day or two. We are seeing a pickup of soybean meal interest in the export market. I think the weather system is coming in the Midwest, cold, wet, damp, you'll slow down soybean harvest with rain. Corn, it doesn't make a lot of difference unless it's really a dandy. But those two things and an oversold technical condition kind of came in and kind of rallied these beans. But we still have to, on both corn and soybeans, my guess is we need to kind of get above this. We kind of got to get above somewhere around $13, really, to dress up the soybean chart picture to kind of give us a shot at a decent short covering rally. Corn, we kind of need to kind of get above that double bottom formation that was kind of holding for a while, which would basically take a close above 448. I think something like that would happen. Then we could probably begin to argue that there's a kind of a decent short covering rally, at least in play. But my guess is that the basis levels will probably widen if you got the futures to rally anyway.
Hey, thanks so much.
Very well.
That is Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises.